Welcome to the Shenyun Review brought to you by the SOH Network. I'm Craig Richter. Today, I'll be bringing you a selection of recent audience comments from recent Shenyun performances from around the world. I'll also let you know about upcoming dates, so you too can enjoy the colourful and exhilarating performances of classical Chinese dance and music. Every time Shenyun plays to an audience, it inspires, invigorates, and touches the hearts of those watching. With its amazing acrobatics, flawless routines and choreography, Shenyun captivates its audience and guides them on a magical journey. In this week's review, we visit some of the world's best theatres as we interview audience members awestruck by Shenyun performances. Firstly, we step into the Northern Alberta Jubilee Auditorium in Edmonton, Canada, and hear former City Councillor Carol Wanamaker's thoughts and feelings about Shenyun.
Love it. Yeah. Love it.
What impressed
Very beautiful.
So far. Which program? Or what kind of things?
Well, I think overall what impresses me about it is the, the beautiful movements, but from a visual perspective, it's incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, the way the backgrounds and the costumes and everything, even the lines in the background go with the lines in the costume, and that is incredible. It's a visual treat, just really a treat. We've seen Chinese performers and everything before, but not this kind of a show.
Shenyun doesn't necessarily need to be heard to be experienced and enjoyed, as we find out in our next interview with former director in municipal government, Diane Hamill, and her hearing-impaired daughter, as they express the joy and wonder of seeing Shenyun.
Oh, sure. It was absolutely fabulous. We came because her daughter, in a wheelchair and deaf, wanted to experience the ballet, and she's also always had this affinity towards China and Japan. So that's why I came, and I just absolutely loved it. It was glorious. The story was great. The dancers were incredible. And the way it was done, even though she's deaf, she could relate to everything that was going on and pick up all the stories. I loved the background that you had and the whole spirituality of it. It was great. And what impressed me the most was the emotion, the depth from their dancing and the message. Yeah, it was all very good.
So can you ask her if she liked the show? Was she single the show?
Did you like the show? And what did you think about the show? Okay, now we'll have to take this while she signs. And this feeling of spirituality, and she loved the movement and the heart in it. Sorry, C-O-N-N-E-C-T. Oh, connect. Yeah, she connected with the story. Even though she's deaf, she could feel it. She could feel the motion and the movement, even though she couldn't hear the music. Really impressed her.
Oh, that's great. Can you ask her what program she liked?
Oh, I already did. The Plum Blossom was her favorite.
Our next stop is the Emerald Isle, Ireland, where Shenyun played the Convention Centre in Dublin and where we spoke with event organiser Jane Stevenson.
It's very all-encompassing spiritual experience, actually. Obviously aiming to bring Chinese culture to the world and Chinese music and dance. And if that's their aim, they're doing it extremely well. I think a lot of my friends would be interested in going. I don't know how long it's here for. Yeah, definitely. I think it would be a unique experience for everybody. And it's nice to see kids here, too. It's nice to see some children here, families.
Retired engineer Patrick Coyle attended one of the recent Shenyun performances in Dublin and had this to say.
This is just marvellous. The music, the scenes, the sets, the backdrops, the lights, the costumes, the whole thing is so well done.
Yeah.
It's real art. And the performers themselves, there's something special about the performers themselves. It's as if almost in a religious sense, they have an instinct. You can see they love their art. I can't imagine why the Chinese people wouldn't be proud of what they do. Why wouldn't they? It's just special.
And now here are details of just some of the upcoming Shenyun performances. Please check the website for full details. Kaohsiung, Taiwan until the 11th of April. San Jose, California until the 10th of April. The Hague, Netherlands from April the 12th to the 14th. And Kansas, Missouri, April 13th. The SOH Network is a proud sponsor of Shenyun Performing Arts. For tickets and information, visit www.shenyunperformingarts.org. That's SHENYUN performingarts.org. Craig Richter for the SOH Network.